The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so hello and welcome, a warm welcome wherever in the world you are. And for our practice today together, we've been practicing this past week with the practice of appreciative joy, vicarious joy. In Pali, it's mudita, M-U-D-I-T-A, which is basically happiness for others' happiness, happiness begetting happiness, a sense of generosity of heart, feeling happy when others have good fortune, which could be us ourselves, happiness for our own good fortune, which gets expressed as gratitude. And we've spent a few sessions with the practice of vicarious joy, appreciative joy for a neutral person, just anyone in the world, which is such an expansive practice in expanding our heart. And as many of you commented in the previous sessions, this is such an expansive, a heart expansive, it's such a happy-making practice to really turn our minds to good fortune with appreciation, whether it's ours or other people's, and just celebrating goodness, celebrating happiness in the world. Yay, as if it were our own. Yay, sense of delight, celebrating. I'm so happy that you're happy. So as we work through these concentric circles in this practice, and we start where it's easy, and then we expand our heart more and more and more, and then we might get into areas that are a little challenging, and we work with them, and we expand our heart further. So for today, we are going to both work with the neutral being and a little bit ourselves, and then dip our toes, expand into the next category, which is someone we're having some challenge with, someone we're having some challenge with, and really feeling that they too are a human being just like us. And can we also celebrate their good fortune, not condoning all the other complications that we might have, but seeing, hey, can my heart be expanded to just feel happy for their happiness? And see how that can be transformative, how transformative that can be in the way we see our own capacity to relate to others. We can actually really surprise ourselves in how we can celebrate the good fortune of others, even if we're having some entanglement, can really surprise us and really get us to see dimensions of our humanity that maybe we were not even privy to. So that's the invitation for tonight. And we'll get into it slowly, 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 especially if this seems a little intimidating. What? What are we going to do? Don't worry. We'll slowly, slowly, as usual, we'll get it to also the end. If any challenges come up, I always want to say this. If any challenging emotions come up, turn with kindness, with metta, with loving kindness, to the challenging emotions. So if upset, anger, disappointment, pain, whatever comes up, then hold that with metta, with care. Oh, sweetie, this is hard. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Then it becomes a practice of compassion, which is okay. Whatever comes up, as long as you turn to it with kindness, good fortune of another person comes up, kindness. Yay, I'm happy for your happiness. Your own pain. Oh, it's okay. Meeting the pain with kindness. So as long as you're meeting whatever arises with kindness, you're doing this practice perfectly. So it doesn't matter if I'm giving invitations, instructions for one thing, but something else is coming up for you that you need to attend to, okay? So let's get started. So I invite you to sit in whatever posture or lie down in whatever posture is most supportive to you in this moment. What supports you the most in this human body? Landing in this body, this moment. Softening. 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 The muscles of your feet, your legs, sit bones, softening your abdomen, your chest, your heart, your neck and shoulders, arms, your hands, feeling the softness of the flesh of your fingers, your hands, the tenderness, softness. Softening. Your face, your jaw, your eyes in their socket, letting them rest, your forehead, letting your breath as it is received, as your breath is received in your body, in your abdomen expanding, contracting, and with each out breath, letting go and landing into your body some more. Letting go of any holding tightness anywhere in your body that calls to you. If thoughts arise, it's okay. Turn your awareness to them with kindness. Hello, thoughts, plans, memories, fears. Softening, relaxing, letting go of tension in your body that might have arisen with the thought. So bowing to the thought and letting it go for now. Thank you. Not now. Releasing thoughts, freeing them up. As you release any tightness or tension in the body. Reconnecting with the breath in the body, calming, soothing. In this moment, right here. In this moment of aliveness, never to be repeated, fresh and new. Diving as if into a pool of this moment right here with the breath. Right here, just this breath. Do I really need to think this thought right now? Smilingly releasing, letting go. I'd like to invite you to bring to mind some blessing in your life that you are happy about. Turning your mind, turning your awareness to something. There's always something in your life that is good. Let your heart feel relish, sense of happiness, gladness, letting your heart feel expansive, celebrating, delighting this goodness, this blessing, this gift. And notice how naturally, when celebrating and turning our minds to goodness in our own life, thankfulness, gratitude might arise on its own, intertwined. Happiness for your own happiness, for your own good fortune. With each breath, connecting with this goodness, letting your heart expand, celebrate, dance. Be grateful if it wants to. And if the mind sometimes jumps into the future, fear, what if it goes away? Smilingly bring the mind back to the present. Come back, sweetie. Stay in the present moment. Not helpful to look at the future or past with worry and fear. Stay right here, celebrating. Inhabiting this moment right here. This is what can be known fully. It's what is here right now. Let your heart be expansive, celebrating this goodness. It's in your life right now. Right here, right now. Now I'd like to invite you to consider someone you don't know well as a neutral person. You don't have much history with them. It's okay to have some feeling about them, not 100% neutral, but you don't really know them. Maybe they're a neighbor you see walking by. Or maybe someone at a store where you shop, or a delivery person. Bringing this person, this human being, a stand-in for all of humanity, this person to mind. Appreciating this person. just like you, just like me. They have challenges. This human being, this person, connecting with them, this human being, just like me, they have hopes and dreams. They have a complex inner life that is just as complex as mine. And their life is just as dear to them, just as compelling. Just as I want to be happy, they want to be happy. Just as they have likes and dislikes, things they hope for, aspire to, so do I. We're similar in our humanity. And just like me, as I appreciate the blessings in my life, this person too has blessings in their life. And it's okay to imagine some blessing in their life for the purpose of this practice. Something they're grateful for. Something they're happy about. A good fortune. Whatever it is, maybe they wake up feeling healthy without pain. That's a blessing. Maybe they have a special relationship in their life, a loved one, a child whom they love, a parent, a friend. It's a blessing in their life. You can imagine their happiness. For their good fortune. Maybe they just got some good news about something they care about. Maybe they just recovered from an illness. And they are so happy to be healthy again. And let your heart celebrate with them. Happy for their happiness. Sharing the generosity of your heart. May your happiness, good fortune, may it continue. May it increase, never, may it never wane. You can recite silently if you wish, or simply, I'm happy for your good fortune. I'm happy for your happiness. Or maybe wordless, just feeling your gladness for their happiness, their well-being, their gladness. And now, just as you and this person have so many similarities in your humanity, bring to mind someone with whom you have some minor entanglement. Not the biggest entanglement in your life. You have some entanglement, a little bit of challenge. As you bring them to mind, seeing that just like you, just like this other human being, they too want to be happy. Have hopes and dreams. And their life is dear to them, just as yours is to you. And just as you celebrate, are happy for good things that happen to you. Their heart celebrates. They feel happy for blessings in their life. And they suffer just like you do with challenges in their lives. You're not so different. And as if you were them, as if you were this person living their life. For a moment, imagine yourself as them. Their challenges with their good fortune. And just as you look out through their eyes and you feel the challenges they have in their life that bring them sorrow and also the good fortune, the blessings that make them happy, bring them joy. With generosity of heart. Letting our heart too be glad for this good fortune, for this happiness, for this blessing, as if it were yours. As if it were yours, as if you were experiencing this blessing. What a relief. Imagine they recovered from an illness and they are relieved, happy. As if it were your own happiness, feeling relief. This shared human condition. May your happiness, may your good fortune continue. May it increase, may it never wane. I'm happy for your happiness. See how it may be possible to step out of the contraction of the heart, not condoning the harm or the hurt, the poor behavior, not condoning any of that. But it's also possible to step out of the limited view of me and you and them. Just feel happy for happiness, for good fortune. For good fortune in the world, as if you're stepping out of yourself. Because if you're a little fairy with wings, a little angel, that is you. Just feeling happy for happiness in the world. Including this person. Letting your heart feel expansive in its own gladness and generosity. So much more expansive and glorious. Capacity of our heart that we give ourselves credit for. And as you may see yourself as this little fairy with expansive heart, sharing, feeling gladness, the gladness of this person you are entangled with, also your neutral, this neutral person, as well as yourself, seeing yourself from perhaps an external perspective. May all your happinesses, all three of you, all three, may your good fortune continue. May it increase, may it never end. I'm happy for your happiness. May there be more gladness, joy in the world. Bringing each being close one by one and feeling into their blessings, the expansion of your heart for them. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So, we have some time for reflections, questions, reports from the field of your heart. What did you notice? What worked? What was challenging? It's all welcome. Everything you share is supportive of others. Nancy, please.
I have sort of repeated problems with this issue of jealousy that arises when I'm trying to wish somebody that I clearly care deeply about. But I'm struggling with it.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. So just to say, this is very common with this practice. As I've said before, it's considered, since this is a purification practice, it will bring up the feelings that we have. So is it okay if I ask you, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but you can unmute yourself. Does it come up in the sense of you're feeling happy for this area of their life and you want that thing they have? Or can you say just a little more how, if you feel comfortable?
I would like to have what they have, and I would also like to share that with them.
Say more, if you would. What do you mean?
Having a partnership with them in that certain area.
Okay. To share it with them. I see.
Not a love relationship, but a partnership, a creative process partnership.
Yeah. I see. So this is something that they have. You feel happy for them. It's a blessing in their life that they have partnership, creative partnership with others. And you're so happy they have that. And you want that in your life too. And you want to have it with them. So that's where the tightness, though. I want this and they're suffering. Oh, I really want this. Yeah.
But it's clearly a beautiful and very rich, fruitful part of their life right now.
Yeah. So couple of suggestions I have, Nancy, both for you and everyone. It would be many of us experiencing this because as aspect of this. So one thing you can do is to start perhaps with feeling, practicing mudita, practicing vicarious joy, appreciative joy first for an area of their life that is not also what you want. Just kind of start where it's easier, right? Start where it's easier and then make your way towards something that you also want. So that could be one way to work with it. That's one idea. And then another idea is actually what I was suggesting towards the end of the guided meditation is for you to, what if you stepped out of yourself and you were this little fairy, right? And you were seeing Nancy, oh, Nancy, oh, dear Nancy, she wants that too. Oh, I have compassion for her. Oh, and then this friend of hers has this great partnership. Oh, can be. So basically what I'm suggesting is to not personalize it, because when we are in our selfing, when our self, then it feels like me, I want this for me. It's like, well, but if you try to remove yourself, even if for a moment you tap into that, like, oh, wow, this is possible. This is possible. And it can open something new up.
Yeah, I'm really stuck there.
then try the first one. Then try the first one.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Nancy. Yeah. Yeah. Appreciation for you asking the question from others. So, any other reflections or questions you'd like to share before we move on? Ah, Wayam, please.
Hi.
Hi.
I had a similar situation to Nancy, and what came up was a wish, like what I could access, and I don't know if this is bypassing, was a wish for their happiness that was free from conditions. So like a happiness free from dependency on conditions, rather than wishing them more of the thing that I wanted. So I don't know if that's equanimity or if that's bypassing.
Yeah, no, it's not. So what basically you did, what I appreciate in how you tried to work with it, is you went to metta, which is, may you be happy, may you be well, may you be safe. So basically, generally wishing them well without focusing on that thing that you also want. So I think that's what you did, Wayam, is very skillful. Yay. And that I consider what you did also a bridge to then doing mudita for them. Because mudita is, you know, happiness for someone who has what you want, especially if they're a challenged person. It's like expanding. And we want to start where it's easier and then make our way for it. So what you did is lovely, fantastic. It's not spiritual bypass at all. It's going to metta, cultivating just goodwill. May you have plenty. And then later, when there is more stability in the heart and mind, more expansiveness, more practice, then I do suggest expanding it a little bit. How does that sound?
Doable
is good. Great. Fantastic. Jerry asks, is it helpful to see others' accomplishments as something to admire rather than be jealous of them? I appreciate that suggestion. That's another way to see how actually what they have can inspire you. Can be inspiring instead of contractive, how it can be inspiring. So that's great. Also, building bridges, these are all creative ways to work with our hearts and minds when they get contractive, to see, oh, how can I work for it to be more open? You know, either you're a little fairy, or you start with metta, or you feel inspired, like, oh wow, what they have is lovely, it's fantastic, oh I'm so inspired by that, that's a great idea too. So this is a creative practice, everyone. This is a creative practice. So let's practice in little groups. So my invitation is tonight, as we get into small groups, first let's start with sharing one thing you're grateful for or one blessing in your life. Let's do one round of that all around. And then you can share anything you like about anything you wish about your practice, something that was challenging, something that was inspiring, something creative that you worked through. So, that's the invitation. So let me make the rooms. And here we go. Okay, I'm opening them. Here we go. Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed, so we've got a couple of minutes. We'd love to hear what you discovered in practicing together and discussing. So, especially if you haven't shared, please, if you'd like to raise your hand or type in chat. I'll wait a minute. And actually, while I'm waiting for you to raise your hand, I'll say that this is not an easy practice because of exactly these challenging emotions that come up, wanting some, especially with respect to what we did tonight, someone we have entanglements with. This is a challenging practice, and yet we work towards it. So if you found it challenging, great. You're discovering the purification power of this practice. So hang in here, hang in here, hang in here. It's very, very, very common for this to come up. And I remember years ago, for me also, when I was a beginner practitioner, these are the things that would come up, and there's a lot of purification would happen. So this is part of it. This is part of it. Don't feel like you're failing or you're not doing it right. You're doing it exactly right. This is what's supposed to happen on the way to purification of emotions and wanting and the contraction. So it's all good. So, and really appreciate Nancy for bringing it up. Yes, Nav.
Hey, good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Nav.
Talking about entanglements, I'm wondering about the relationship of this practice with expectation. So, you know, the idea that, you know, an expectation can be a contract with ourselves to be unhappy until we get what we want. So are we really ultimately working with our expectation of the other in this practice?
So what I heard you say is, or what I understood you say was, is all the maybe one thing that's making this practice challenging is that this idea that we have this understanding that until we get what we want, we won't be happy. And oh, other people have what we want. And also there's the scarcity mentality, perhaps, that could be a part of that. Oh, they have what we want, and we want that too. So and happiness without conditions, we can be happy. This one of my favorite quotes: happiness is a choice you make. It's not about what you have, which is part of this path. It's really so. It's about realizing that even if you had what you think would make you happy, there's still more to want. This is a huge teaching. In both in terms of selfing, just being happy for your own happiness and wanting what you want, and also, as you brought up beautifully, this expectation that what you want will make you happy, and that person is happy because they have what you want. It just all these implications that you're pointing to. Thank you, Nav. Anything else you want to add? If I missed what you were trying to bring up.
Yeah, I'd love for you to just touch a little bit on generosity and kind of cultivating that quality of fullness. I mean, I think, you know, that base in which all action springs from. I wonder if, like, that's the base quality that really needs to be cultivated in order to kind of have this right view.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, it's interesting because there are so many different ways that this practice works. There's so many different ways that it works. So for some people, it does work with this sense of abundance and generosity of spirit, and this concept that I've brought into this meeting a lot. Through this sense of generosity of spirit. And for example, the example of the little fairy that I was bringing up for you to try on is this sense of generosity of spirit. This little fairy who's not attached to an ego or a self is just generous. So that could be one way that works for some people. For some people, that doesn't work. It might the need might be to go through the pain of wanting. Oh, I really want this and I don't have it. And ouch, that's painful. Really working through the emotions of contraction and wanting and selfing. So there are many, many different paths to the temple, Nav. And what you're bringing up is one path, a beautiful path. And there's, it's very individual. It's not one size fits all. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. Good to see you. So, one quick question from Bill. Purification implies that these negative states lessen over time. Correct. Yes, correct. That is correct, Bill. So the time has come for us to bring this session to an end. So thank you all. Thank you for your practice, for your generosity of heart to show up for yourself and all those whose lives you touch. May you all be well. May you be safe, happy, and free. Thank you. Now I will stop the recording.